beauty brands, you'll get a $10 CVS cash card to spend in store. We've got the latest obsessions in cosmetics, skincare, and hair care waiting just for you. That's beauty in real life, only at CVS Pharmacy. Offer valid through April 28th. Restrictions apply. See circular or cvs.com/weeklyad for more details in store or online.
Are you or a loved one actively using methamphetamine and find that you can't quit? Are you struggling to stop or reduce your meth use? If you are aged 18 to 65 and want to stop or reduce your meth use, call now. You may be eligible for study participation in a free clinical research study enrolling in your area. Doctors are evaluating two medications that may help to stop or reduce meth use. All information is strictly confidential. Call 877-378-5444. This research study includes, at no cost to you, twice weekly clinic visits, 12 weeks of study medication, and compensation for study activities. If you want to reduce or quit using meth, consider this option. It may help. Call now. That confidential number is 877-378-5444. If you are aged 18 to 65 and struggling to stop or reduce your meth use, you should call now to see if you may be eligible for study participation. Again, that confidential number is 877-378-5444.
In real life, beauty is about feeling good, knowing that you look good. At CVS Pharmacy, feel good knowing that when you spend $30 on select beauty brands, you'll get a $10 CVS cash card to spend in store. We've got the latest obsessions in cosmetics, skincare, and hair care waiting just for you. That's beauty in real life, only at CVS Pharmacy. Offer valid through April 28th. Restrictions apply. See circular or cvs.com/weeklyad for more details in store or online.
Before any vehicle can be called an Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned, it must pass a stringent 172-point inspection by their factory-trained techs. An Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned ensures your satisfaction with its extended warranty, roadside assistance, and vehicle history report. Buy your Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned with confidence from the supreme team at Anderson Ford. Exit 19 on Clemson Boulevard. Anderson Ford. Online at andersonfordsc.com.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. Now somehow, Ramona, I've wound up with Alabama fans on my Twitter feed because of things I've said in response to Jalen Hurts. And of course, you know, they all want to know what's the difference between Jalen Hurts and Kelly Bryant. You know, it's one thing to have to fend off Alabama fans in that regard. It's another to have to fend off Clemson fans in that regard, which I never should have to do. But again, some of the dumbest tweets and texts I'm getting regarding Kelly Bryant are actually from Clemson fans, which is just remarkable and sad. You know, I got a text from a guy earlier. Actually, he was responding to a tweet that someone else had posted saying that I provided some good evidence yesterday about Kelly Bryant's successes last year. And he answered with the typical, well, he only threw screen passes. Okay. Let's try again. We're going to try this issue again at the start of today's show. And facts are funny things. Unencumbered by them, you can make whatever ridiculous arguments you want. When you're actually forced to incorporate them, well, that can be a silencer. You know, it's interesting, Ramona. I should point out at the start of the show that I've received all sorts of tweets regarding you, texts regarding you in the first few minutes today, asking if we're honoring 420, which I didn't even know was a thing until moments ago.
Oh, wait, does that have something to do with pot?
I'm not surprised that you would know the answer to that.
What
do you know about that, Ramona?
I don't know. It seems to me somebody last year told me that was something... Yeah. Significant.
Yeah, it's apparently
a free day or something.
Yeah, it's apparently a holiday of sorts, and we have a number of listeners celebrating it, which I'm not all that surprised to learn, to be quite honest. All right, here's the thing. Prior to last season, your humble road rage servant told you this over and over. Prior to the season, I told you that Clemson would come into the year, focus on the short passing game and deep throws because deep throws were safe. I said they'd avoid the middle of the field with Kelly Bryant in an effort to be cautious and not turn the ball over and play to his athleticism. All those things happened exactly, precisely as we said. Now we have people who think that they know what they saw last year when you really don't know what you saw. What you saw was an offensive coaching staff playing to a quarterback strength, attempting to win games, and utilizing his skill sets in his introductory season at the position after following a legend. But there are a whole lot of you, like the guy who sent that tweet, who believe that Kelly Bryant couldn't throw the ball vertically. There's a bit of a dilemma. And it's that thing about facts again. Because the truth is, Kelly Bryant was one of the best vertical throwers in the game of college football last year. And I know that's going to come as a surprise to you. I know some of you are going to say, well, Walt, I saw the games and I didn't see that. What did you expect? Let me give you some really what might be uncomfortable numbers for some of you. Baker Mayfield, according to Pro Football Focus, was the number one deep ball thrower in America and posted a number, I think, of 128. Right behind him was Mason Rudolph at 122. And, Ramona, don't tell anybody this. Third in the country, Kelly Bryant.
Yeah, see?
Don't tell anybody. Keep that on the down low. Third in the country, Kelly Bryant, in terms of vertical passing, throws over 20 yards. Now, they chart every play. Now, you want to go argue with them? Go ahead. Do you know who was the number one rated ACC quarterback in vertical passing last year? Kelly Bryant. Mark over 115. Now, last night, I did a couple searches in this regard. I found this by somebody named Brian Goodson on SB Nation. And this article was about Kelly Bryant last year. And the article is actually entitled, Clemson's offense is not very efficient throwing the football. Now, what is so curious about this is that this guy, and I don't know Brian Goodson from Adam, but the data that he's quoting comes from a Clemson website called Seldom Used Reserve. And if you scroll down to the information part of it, you're going to find some things that if you actually bothered to read the material you put in your article, you probably wouldn't have gone ahead and entitled it as you did. Because when you scroll down and you look at the little graphs they have, they have a 2016 Deshaun Watson passing graph and a 2017 Kelly Bryant passing graph. Now, I want to keep this really on the down low, Ramona. You don't tell anybody this, okay? We want to keep this just a secret between you and I, all right?
All right, I'm good.
I'm looking at the Deshaun Watson numbers from 2016. Remember, this was in an article that is entitled, Clemson offense isn't very efficient throwing the football. And again, I don't know if this Brian Goodson guy is a Clemson guy. I don't know if he's a South Carolina guy. I don't have the foggiest idea what his motivation was. But the title, again, is Clemson offense isn't very efficient throwing the football. And the contention of the people who don't like Kelly Bryant is that Kelly Bryant doesn't throw the ball vertically or can't throw the ball vertically. Here's the little dilemma. Here is the actual numbers as quoted from the graph. 2016 Deshaun Watson passing, Ramona. Throws of 21 yards or more. He was 1.67 out of every 5.27, a completion percentage of 31.60, and there's nothing wrong with that on throws over 20 yards. Not bad. Again, Deshaun Watson. These are Deshaun, listen now, the legend, Deshaun Watson's numbers. 1.67 out of every 5.27, completion percentage, throws of 21 yards, completion percentage 31.60. All right, now let's just scroll down to that scrub non-deep thrower Kelly Bryant for a second, just to see how he fared. Uh-oh. Kelly Bryant, 1.0 out of 2.43, completion percentage, wait for it, 41.20. Wait. That must be a mistake. Let me go back for a second. Deshaun Watson's completion percentage from 2016 on throws over 20 yards, 31.60. Kelly Bryant's 41.20. Kelly Bryant, 10% higher than Deshaun Watson on throws of 20 yards or more. Okay. What do you say now? Well, what do you have to say now? I mean, you people can keep ignoring facts if you want and keep pretending they don't exist and keep inventing things. I went back and watched highlights of Kelly Bryant's season last night. I watched him throw deep ball after deep ball after deep ball. He did it all year long. He did it all year long. Badger Mike says, I'm sorry, Walt, I accidentally overheard the secret. Should I just keep this to myself? Yes, Mike, I'd appreciate if you did. Don't tell anybody that. We don't want facts to get in the way of any sort of debate here. But there's more. There's more. And here's my favorite part of all, Ramona. I'm about to read you a bottom line that is going to be extremely disconcerting for most Clemson fans or for some Clemson fans. Deshaun Watson's 2016 total numbers, as quoted in the Shaking the Southland article from Clemson website Seldom Used Reserve. Again, I suspect that this may be a South Carolina fan who tried to paint a picture here, but In 2016, Deshaun Watson completed 25.87 out of 38.60 throws for a completion percentage of 67%. His yards per attempt were 7.90, and his yards per completion were 11.80. Kelly Bryant's numbers, 17 out of 25.14. Yards per attempt, 7.0, which, curiously enough, is virtually the exact same number as Deshaun Watson, 7.90. And his yards per attempt, per completion, 11.60 compared to Deshaun Watson's 11.80. Virtually the exact same numbers. The exact same numbers. The only difference between the two is that Clemson didn't throw it quite as often with first-year quarterback Kelly Bryant as they did with Deshaun Watson. Otherwise, the numbers are almost exactly the same. And there is one distinction in the two sets of numbers, which I'll explain when we come back, even though I've already explained it over and over, including before the start of last year, when I told you what Clemson was going to do with Kelly Bryant. Walt Diptula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Quick break. I got a text that said, I test. Exactly. We'll be back.
The Clemson baseball team will hit the road this weekend for a three-game series with the Wake Forest Demon Deacons in Winston-Salem. First pitch is set for 6 p.m. Friday, 4 p.m. Saturday, and 1 p.m. on Sunday, with a pregame show beginning 30 minutes before each game on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season from first pitch to the last out, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Spring has sprung, and so has pollen. Don't let the outside stay in. A clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res carpet and air duct cleaning extreme clean like new carpets. No one can clean like Zero Res because they use empowered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and receive three rooms for $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Welcome to the 2018 NBA Finals.
Want to win a grand prize trip to this year's NBA Finals? All you have to do is fill up with Synergy Gas at an Exxon or Mobil station for your chance to win. But don't wait. Fuel up today.
Exxon Mobil, official motor fuel of the NBA.
No purchase necessary. Ends at 11:59 p.m. Central Time on April 30th, 2018. Open to residents of 50 U.S. and D.C. who are age of majority or older, except void and for residents of Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, and were prohibited. Copyright 2018 NBA Properties, Inc. All rights reserved. Sponsor Exxon Mobil Corporation, Spring, Texas.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Tired of your outdoor power equipment breaking down? You thought you'd save money at a big box store, only to find out that what you bought didn't last.
They don't offer maintenance and repairs in-house. They don't have the parts you need, and they don't have your local Husqvarna dealer's expertise. Easley Lawn and Garden is your source for the complete line of Husqvarna riders, mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and more. For commercial or residential equipment, they're experts who will save you money. Husqvarna has been around since 1689. That is longevity you can trust. Like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna offers many options, so whether you're a homeowner or a commercial lawn company, Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
It's all about to happen. The 7th Annual Greater Clemson Music Festival is set to kick off on April 20th. From Pendleton to Seneca, Pickens and Liberty, this 9-day festival has something for everyone. On Saturday, April 28th, the event caps off with the Shagalicious Swinging Medallions in concert at the Garrison Arena, benefiting Camp Sertoma for disadvantaged children. For the complete schedule and all the information you need, log on to ClemsonMusicFest.com. That's ClemsonMusicFest.com.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a Trane.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Trane system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
I love this stuff. I live for this. This is the answer I get, Ramona, on the text line. I get these two things. If this thing cooperates, which of course it's not going to. Let's see. The first one is, Walt, are you really saying that? Are you really saying this to the level of saying he's better than Watson or even equal? There is no way on earth you believe what you're saying. Well, again, you said that, not me. Okay. Look, don't get me involved in your wacky notions. All right. That's not what I said at all. What I gave you are facts. Do you get that? Does everybody get that? You can't argue with the facts. You may want to, but you can't. All right. And the facts say that the two quarterbacks had the exact same numbers in terms of yards per attempt, yards per completion. They were the same. Completion percentage, they were the same. And then I get this response, Ramona. Well, but Deshaun had more touchdowns. Yeah, he did. He also had a lot more interceptions. You know what else he had? He had Leggett and Williams, who were two great red zone weapons. Who did Kelly Bryant have to throw the ball to in the red zone? Go ahead, I'll wait. Tell me. Tell me who he had the ball to throw the ball to in the red zone. Deion Kane, do you know what Deion Kane's drop percentage was last year? 12.60. Do you know where that would place him in the NFL? Out of the league. He dropped nearly 13% of the balls that were thrown to him. And yet, he was the best deep option on the team. Now, you want to keep arguing facts? One of the differences between the Kelly Bryant performance and why people think that he wasn't wildly successful throwing the ball vertically is the number of attempts. Because Clemson in Deshaun Watson's second year allowed him to throw the ball way more than they allowed Kelly Bryant to throw the ball. And that's one of the differences. The other difference is the targets. And finally, the third difference is the middle of the field, as I told you about before last season began. The vast majority of Kelly Bryant's throws to the perimeter because two reasons. One, not to have the turnovers they had with Deshaun Watson 2 years ago with a new quarterback, because the middle of the field's the most dangerous area. And two, because Clemson didn't have the weapons to utilize the middle of the field. There were no big targets, no comfortable targets for him to throw the ball to. None. But people just want to make stuff up. Jay says on the text line, Jay, straight fire, Walt, facts and knowledge. I hate to say this, but it makes me wonder about the motives of some of my fellow Clemson fans. I really don't even like inferring it, but it seems like there might be prejudices involved that are prevalent with the perception of quarterbacks. Unfortunately, that's been around for years. Look, I think maybe there is a little of that. I'm sorry. I just think maybe there is. Because otherwise, I don't get the Bryant hyperbole and the nuttiness. This guy is faced with one of the most difficult challenges any quarterback in Clemson football history has faced. In fact, I would say the most difficult. He's the guy who has to follow the legend who led Clemson to a national championship in Deshaun Watson and be hunted down by two five-star guys who are right behind him, including one who people think may be able to do things that are better than Deshaun Watson. Texter says, the problem is we in Clemson Nation are still so mad at losing to Bama, we can't see straight. And this is the situation. You cannot argue with the facts of this. You can't argue with Pro Football Focus saying Kelly Bryant was the best deep ball thrower in the ACC. Again, the constant refrain, Kelly Bryant can't throw the deep ball. Understand, when the Clemson coaching staff says they want to get better at throwing the ball vertically, they're not talking about just the quarterback. They're talking about the offensive line. They're talking about immature receivers who couldn't physically hold their position last year, who couldn't maintain the 5 yards from the boundaries on the vertical throws, who got manhandled and pushed out of bounds where a quarterback never had a chance to throw them the ball. These are the facts. These are the truth about what happened. Anything else is just your agenda. You cannot argue with the facts. So stop trying, because you make yourself look stupid. The facts are Kelly Bryant was really pretty darn good. And the place he wasn't good was actually in the 11 to 15 yard area. That's the place he wasn't good. In the 11 to 15 yard area, he completed 47.40% of his passes. Now, Deshaun Watson in the 11 to 15 yard area completed 59% of his passes. Now, somebody out there who's really bright, tell me, why do you think in that particular area of 11 to 15 yards there would be that distinction?
Short passes.
Two names. Oh. Mike Williams, Jordan Leggett. Deshaun Watson had them. Kelly Bryant didn't. And that's the area right there that impact would be felt. But even despite that, their overall numbers were virtually identical. The distinction being that Deshaun Watson threw it 39 times a game and Kelly Bryant threw it 25 times a game. That's the distinction. Deshaun Watson threw it 14 more times per contest. And that's why people have this perception of what the offense was. Well, that was a strategy deal where you're protecting your young quarterback in his first year. You don't want to emulate the turnovers of the year before. And just so we get it straight, no, I don't think Kelly Bryant is the equal of Deshaun Watson. I have a pretty good idea about evaluating talent. I've been doing it all my life. I'm pretty good at it. I'm competing with the top people in the nation right now to do it again, as I have for years and years and years. And I do it just off what my eyes tell me. And my eyes tell me that 2 years ago, long before anyone else knew who Josh Allen was, I knew who he was. You knew who he was. And I've done that with a million different players. Deshaun Watson's a unique player. Unique. As talented as Trevor Lawrence is, he may never equal what Deshaun Watson did here. I don't know. That remains to be seen. And his upside is phenomenal. And his ceiling is better than Kelly Bryant's. And Deshaun is sensational now in every level of football. High school, college, and early on pros. Kelly Bryant may never have that opportunity. But in terms of what happened on the field here last year, stop telling lies. Stop making stuff up. You want to make a case for Trevor Lawrence, make it on his ability. Not on these absurd condemnations of Kelly Bryant and his performance. Because Kelly Bryant was thrown into a situation that was all but impossible, and he performed admirably. And the stuff about can't throw a deep ball, it is factually garbage. Go watch it. Go watch the highlight packages. You forget these numbers. Go watch the highlight packages from last year. Go watch how many deep throws there were in those highlight packages. He threw the ball successfully deep all year long. They weren't all caught. Again, Clemson's number one target, Deion Kane, under Kelly Bryant, had a drop rate of 12.60. That's bad. That's really bad. And yet, let me tell you something. When you go back and you watch the highlights, I'd still draft Deion Kane because he still has a competitive nature and he was still Clemson's best receiver. Down in, down out last year, he was still Clemson's best receiver. He was the one guy who could take the top off. He was the only guy who could take the top off. Yeah, he had a ton of drops. I mean, dropping 13% of the balls that are thrown to him. That's way too many. Way too many. But he was the only guy making those plays down the field. So, yeah, he might have dropped 13% of them, but without him, there wouldn't have been any deep throws downfield. So here's what you have, factually. Kelly Bryant put up virtually the same percentage of overall total numbers as Deshaun Watson in almost every category. Yards per attempt, yards per completion. He was a better vertical thrower statistically than Deshaun Watson. And all you need to do, I'm sorry, but all you need to do is think back to 2016. Deshaun Watson did not throw the ball well vertically. He just didn't. He struggled all year throwing the ball vertically in 2016. That's why the draft questions existed. Kelly Bryant had a 10% better completion percentage on throws over 20 yards than did Deshaun Watson. Now think that over. And the one area that he wasn't as effective was that 11 to 15 yard area, and that's because you didn't have Mike Williams and Jordan Leggett. So the bottom line is, in this whole discussion, if you want Trevor Lawrence to be the quarterback based on his potential, that's fine. then make that argument. Make a Trevor Lawrence argument. Sell me that Trevor Lawrence is the greatest quarterback who ever walked the earth, and maybe he will be. He has unlimited upside and potential. Nothing I've ever said has been negative about Trevor Lawrence. He has ridiculous upside and potential. But if you want to make arguments about how Kelly Bryant sucked, about how Kelly Bryant couldn't throw the ball vertically, about how this was Alabama was Kelly Bryant's fault, you're just wrong. You're factually wrong, and your arguments are ridiculous. And they're also sort of sad. They're sort of sad because this guy came in, took over an impossible situation against all odds, led his team to a college football playoff berth, and there seem to be a whole bunch of people who don't appreciate any of that. Not on this show. Let me tell you about First Class Halt. Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. HALT is an acronym for those fine vehicles, and nobody does it better. They're the best in the industry. They've been up in the Greenville market for over 7 years. Go read the reviews. People talk about their honesty, their acumen, how they make them feel special, all of that. That's First Class HALT. They're a specialist. They know these vehicles inside and out. If you own one of these vehicles and you ever get the feeling that you're the only one who knows your car, I understand how you feel. You need to go to First Class HALT, where you'll find somebody else who knows your car like you do. And they'll be glad to help you. Mark and the gang are incredible. They're incredible people. They'll be glad to help you. Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, 4135 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. That's the new location. 864-260-9600. 864-260-9600. 4135 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. And Ramona, they have a Walt special, do they not?
You have to mention the Walt special, and it's till the end of this month. It's a free brake inspection with an alignment for only $69.95, and that's regularly $119.95.
All right, quick break. Walt Dipchula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. And here's what you get, Ramona. Here's what you get. You get this. He underthrew so many deep balls when wide receivers are wide open. Higgins versus South Carolina is one. McLeod versus UL. Threw late and lack of arm strength consistently. That's a lie. That's total garbage, total fabrication. Go watch the games. Go watch all the throws he made all year. That's total nonsense. In fact, go watch Deshaun Watson's throws in 2016 because he struggled with vertical throws all year long. All year long. Quick break.
Are you a law firm that needs to capture true and accurate print costs for client or matter number billing? Do you need to integrate those captured costs into your legal practice management system? Then you need to contact Office Pro Upstate and explore the products that can turn that expense line into a profit line. Contact Office Pro Upstate at 289-9919 or online at officeproupstate.com. Office Pro Upstate, putting experience to work for you.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Did you know you can spray Lanex on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van liner, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanex it.
Call us today at Lanex of Anderson.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Along Lake Richard B. Russell, discover a golfer's gem, Arrowhead Point Golf Club. Golf Week ranks at the number 3 course in Georgia. See for yourself why so many love playing there. Do a stay and play where you get 2 rounds of golf and 2 nights stay in a waterfront cottage. Arrowhead Point Golf Club in Elberton, Georgia at Lake Richard B. Russell. A nationwide top 25 under 50. Arrowhead Point online at arrowheadpointgc.com or call 706-283-6000.
This ad is 30 seconds long, but if you work for yourself, don't think of it as 30 seconds. Think of it as a little over 26 cents. Because if you're driving for work on a freeway at the speed limit, you'll travel around half a mile. That's worth over 26 cents in deductions come tax time. And that makes every half mile worth tracking.
You won't miss a mile with automatic mileage tracking. Visit QuickBooks.com. Smarter business tools for the world's hardest workers. QuickBooks, backing you. Over 26 cents deduction based on IRS 2017 standard mileage rates for business.
Come celebrate your pie's second anniversary this Sunday, April 22nd in Clemson. Enjoy fresh, handcrafted, custom-made pizza. You pick the dough, the sauce, and any of the 40-plus toppings. The Tiger mascot will help celebrate at your pie in the afternoon, and kids' meals are just $3.14. Also, combos, craft beer and wine, cheese sticks, all $3.14. $2 Bud Light drafts. Get a free National Championship Coke bottle with a purchase of an entree and combo or entree and beer or wine while supplies last. Stop by this Sunday at Your Pie of Clemson and get your chance to win a Pie Day t-shirt and a Your Pie Clemson growler and other prizes too. So do the pie thing. Enjoy delicious handcrafted pizza. All you need is $3.14 and come celebrate the second anniversary with family and friends at Your Pie of Clemson. This Sunday, April 22nd, 111 Earl Street, downtown Clemson. See you Sunday.
In real life, beauty is about feeling good, knowing that you look good. At CVS Pharmacy, feel good knowing that when you spend $30 on select beauty brands, you'll get a $10 CVS cash card to spend in store. We've got the latest obsessions in cosmetics, skincare, and hair care waiting just for you. That's beauty in real life, only at CVS Pharmacy. Offer valid through April 28th. Restrictions apply. See circular or cvs.com/weeklyad for more details in store or online.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way? But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. Once I was winning in fortune and fame, everything that I dreamed for.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. All right, I'm going to say this one last time. And if you don't get this, then you're just not very smart. Because I have other things I want to do. To anyone on the text line, the one or two of you knuckleheads who just don't get this, who keep writing me about individual Kelly Bryant throws, do you not understand how percentage works? Do you not get that? Let me explain how it works, just mathematically, so I can help you out. Percentage includes the good and the bad. So your throws of concern are already incorporated into that. You see that? So when Kelly Bryant has completed 40% of his vertical throws over 20 yards, the bad throws are already incorporated into that. So when Deshaun completed 30% of his the prior year, you don't think the bad throws were incorporated in that? You can't find bad throws of Deshaun Watson? I promise you can. I can show you all sorts of terrible deep throws by Deshaun Watson in 2016. Because he struggled throwing the ball vertically all year. For all of his greatness, it was something that we talked about, that people called the show and talked about. But now I have a couple of geniuses on the text line who want to single out individual throws. That's right. Tom Brady makes bad throws too. So does Aaron Rodgers. Bad throws happen and they're already figured in. When I give you a percentage, they're included. Get it? All right, don't send me anything like that again. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines. David in Seneca says several people need to be, or people seem to be spoiled now. We started hearing it last year when people said the ACC championship didn't matter. Now people think they're better than Kelly Bryant. Yeah, I think that's true. And I just think it's sad. And you know what? I'll tell you something else. I don't think it reflects well. I just don't. For those of you who are making those type of comments, it just doesn't reflect well. Now, I don't know what your motivation is. I don't know. But Kelly Bryant actually deserves more support than he's getting now.
I agree with that.
He deserves more support for what he did for this program and this team. To the Northland Communication phone lines, let me get Mr. Michigan and Tiger Greg. And I'm going to tell you the most unbelievable Brent Musburger story ever moments from now. Buckle up. I know Ben is buckled up back in the office for this one.
Did you tell him that they're sending out the disclaimer?
I said, Ben, I'm going to leave the part out that would cause you, you know, to drive your head through the wall or something. So let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines and get Mr. Michigan and Tiger Greg. Mr. Michigan. How are you, Mr. Michigan?
I'm doing great. I didn't bug you during the whole playoff. So on this quarterback issue, I see three things that could happen. One, they allow Kelly Bryant to play and play well this season and go back to the national championship possibly, right?
Yep.
Two, put in this Trevor Lawrence and split things with them and have the Tom Brady syndrome going on. Or three, putting Trevor Lawrence in and let Kelly Bryant go to another school because he won't stay. And watch that school come back and kick the crap out of Clemson.
Well, look, I have no idea how ultimately this is going to play out. I think the Clemson coaching staff, they're in a unique situation, a situation where they have such a luxury of talent at the position that they're going to have some extremely difficult decisions to make. And I'm not envious of them about those decisions. It's a tough situation. I think obviously they'll weigh all factors. And I think that we're at a point where there's not enough information known still. I think the thing will move forward. Ultimately, I expect Kelly Bryant to start the season. And if he performs well, I think he'll keep his job. And I think he will perform well. I think that Trevor Lawrence will play in some capacity. And I think that Hunter Johnson may get a chance to play in some capacity. At least I think that may be the plan going in. Now, sometimes those plans change due to the circumstance you're involved in. In other words, the winning demands, you don't make these substitutions. But I think going in, as Dabo Swinney said on the show before, I think he's open to the possibility, very open, at least theoretically, of playing multiple quarterbacks. And so that may be what you get. And I don't know what form that would take. I've suggested a possibility, one that I've seen other teams utilize before, and that is you have your starter, presumably Kelly Bryant, and then you bring in your number two, quarterback number two, somewhere in the second quarter for a series or two. And so they get their feet wet, they stay involved, they play, I've seen BC do that for years, and I've seen other programs do that as well. So maybe it would be something like that in terms of form. But I'm not in a position where I can project that. What I'm basically saying is that the things that people are saying about Kelly Bryant, regarding what he did last year, are simply not so.
I think they should send him to Wisconsin, though.
Yeah.
So Wisconsin can have a great quarterback to play in the national championship.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Although I think Wisconsin's actually a little better at that position this year. They may be all right. That you're from that area to begin with, Mr. Michigan, I take it?
I'm from Michigan.
Yeah. You know, I think that your guy Harbaugh is under a lot of stress this year. They're receiving a lot of preseason accolades already, but I also think that that Michigan State and Wisconsin are both going to be factors in that league this year, which is probably something you don't want to hear.
I think Wisconsin has a chance to win it all. Win the Big Ten. Beat Ohio State finally.
I think opinion. Brian Lewerke of Michigan State may be the most underrated quarterback in the country. When he first started at Michigan State, I thought that he was such a wild child. I wasn't sure that it would ever be reined in and channeled, and now it is. And I think the second half of last year, he was really, really good, and he's still just a kid. He's big, powerful, athletic, big arm. There's not much not to like other than at times his decision-making has been bad, but that's a learning process, you know, much like here where, you know, Kelly Bryant played his first year at the quarterback position last year. And actually it's an interesting situation that the numbers that I'm comparing are actually not Kelly Bryant's year one versus Deshaun's year one. Kelly Bryant had a disadvantage there too, but that's an aside.
What about that kid from Mississippi, that quarterback, how good is he?
You're talking about Shea Patterson?
Yeah, the guy is going to Michigan. Yes,
yeah, I know that. In fact, I wanted to get to that today. I saw something yesterday, and I haven't had a chance to run it down. But Shea Patterson apparently authored some letter sort of demonstrating how ridiculous Ole Miss is. He still has not been cleared. That clearing was expected to take place this month. And to my knowledge, Patterson has still not been cleared to play for Michigan. Listen, Patterson was an Elite 11 quarterback. There was a lot to like about his game. And early on at Ole Miss, I thought he looked great. And then he sort of regressed a little. And I'm not sure what happened there. Obviously, the situation there was not a good one. And I don't know how it's going to play out there. You know, to my way of thinking, Patterson is a up-tempo spread offense quarterback, and now he's going to go play in a pro-style system that uses multiple tight ends, a lot of 12 personnel. So we'll see. I think the fit is the question. Patterson can play. He has ability. I think the question is the fit.
Wouldn't he have an upgrade in receivers at Michigan, like Peoples and their tight ends?
Well, look, Ole Miss has had talent at receiver, but yeah, he's going to have an upgrade in overall personnel at Michigan. So, yeah, I mean, I think you could possibly look at that situation and say that, well, he'll be surrounded by better players.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, isn't it?
Thank you, Mr. Michigan.
Thank you, sir, for your time.
This texter writes, Kelly Bryant. Let me get back to it. This texter writes, KB has earned the support from fans. I am Team Bryant. And I'm getting a lot of that now. Thanks, Walt. Get so tired of all these negative Nancy drama queens who didn't watch closely when Kelly Bryant was getting the crap knocked out of him or rushed or running or didn't get broken in half. The drops were much more destructive to our offensive goals. I'm glad. There's a lot more of that right now. There's a lot more of that. Tester asks, how do I think Jake Bentley will do this season? I think he's going to be improved. I think he's, you're going to have your weapons back. I think the offensive line will be a little bit better. I think he's going to be improved. There was one other text I wanted to respond to, but I can't. I can't see it. Hayward and Anderson said these are the same Morons that said Hunter Johnson be starting by the second quarter of the first game last year. You told them in the summer 17 that Kelly Bryant would be the one. I like Hunter Johnson too, though, to be fair. Jay Corn Clemson says, unbelievable fair weather fans, completely forgetting this dude came in and brushed to the playoffs. Act like you've been there before. I've lived here for over 6 years, and this is why I can't stand Clemson fans. So you see, you know, you're getting some of that now. Scott in Central writes, not worried about the vertical throws, worried about 15 to 20 in tight windows. Well, 11 to 15 in tight windows. And I don't disagree with that, Scott, but the issue is he didn't have the targets to make those throws. I mean, how many times did you just see Deshaun sort of force the ball in to a Mike Williams or Jordan Leggett? Because these are guys with huge catch radius who he could trust. Who did Kelly Bryant have in that situation? Who did he have that, look, quarterbacks need big receivers. You don't want to have all big receivers. You want a mix of parts. But quarterbacks need big receivers with big catch radiuses, because they can make plays on footballs. They give them a comfort zone that you don't have throwing the ball to either smaller guys or smaller guys who don't catch the ball, or medium-sized guys who don't catch the ball. So there's that. Let me tell you about the vault, 213 North Main Street in Greenville. Tiger Greg, Zach, and Bradley as soon as we get back. So don't go anywhere in the Northland Communication phone lines. The Vault, 213 North Main Street in Greenville. Coolest retro sports apparel store anywhere. The Vault has it. I don't care whether you're a fan of football, college, pros, hockey, like our Zach is. He's a New Jersey Devils fan. Zach, you got to get up to the Vault. They have you covered. They have all your gear. They have stuff that you forget existed or didn't know existed from your favorite teams. And again, this is true of any sport, you know, any sport at all. You know, again, let's take the more obscure sport, hockey. If you're a fan of the Boston Bruins, they can take you back to the days of Orr and Phil Esposito. If you're a fan of the Edmonton Oilers, they can take you back to the days of Gretzky and Messier and Grant Fuhr and all those guys. If you're a fan of the Islanders, they can take you all the way back to Bossy and Trottier and Clark Gillies and Ken Morrow and Billy Smith and Chico Resch and all these guys. Yes, Ramona, you didn't think I knew every hockey player ever lived too, did you? You'd be wrong.
It's a little ridiculous.
You'd be wrong. That's right. You don't know the level of my illness. It's the Vault, 213 North Main Street in Greenville. Shirts are American made, pre-washed, pre-shrunk. They'll instantly be the most comfortable shirt you've ever owned. Buy one cap, get the second half off. That's a Vault everyday special. Take advantage. It's the Vault, 213 North Main Street in Greenville, the coolest retro sports apparel store anywhere. I'll be right back.
Safely in the Priority One studios. We are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Granger Nissan of Anderson, a proud sponsor of the Clemson Tigers, would like to say thank you to all their customers and invite all fans to shop with them. Granger Nissan of Anderson has the winning combination of huge selection, super low prices, and paying more for your trade. Plus, Granger Nissan of Anderson beats the competition by giving you a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new Nissans. Located on Clemson Boulevard and always open at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
You know Joe's New York Pizza is all about the sauce, because I've told you so. Here's the thing, people. They have outrageous wings as well. They're not fried. And if you're up to the task, you can even get them with Cajun Asian sauce. Their meatballs and marinara come with their famous garlic knots. And remember, if you have certain food allergies, Joe's offers gluten-free. Joe's has delivery, and they're great for fundraisers. And the Clemson location caters with two locations in Seneca and Clemson. Joe's New York Pizza.
Trucks cost less than travelers rest. George Goldman Ford has 2018 F-150s as low as $24,999. You heard right. As low as $24,999 on 2018 F-150s. George Coleman Ford, where they never charge any dealer fees, and where they were named the only Ford President's Award winner in the upstate in 2017. George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less and travelers rest. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit, valid through July 9th.
Your home is your largest investment. Its value is enhanced by the way it looks on the outside, as well as what's on the inside. That goes for your yard as well. An investment in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden is an investment in your home. From robotic mowers to tractors and zero turns, as well as trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and hedge trimmers, Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden are